know, there's always that guy who interrupts you when you're trying to do something and requests a song. But what am I going to do? Here we go, brothers and sisters. A little bit of Oliver on WMNF for Ivan with Izzy K on the morning show Wednesday.
Morning, stars shine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, stars shine. You lead us along. My love and me as we sing. Our early morning singing song. Good morning, sunshine. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Biddy gloop gloopy, nibby nabby nibby, la 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 lo lo. Saba sibby saba nibby abba nabba zibby lo lo.
Oliver, good song. Haven't heard it in a while. Thank you, Ivan. Listening in cooler Wisconsin this morning. Check it out. Some Tedeschi Trucks on WMNF with I Got You.
Melody so fine, I got you.
none other than Derek Trucks, Susan Tedeschi, and the band. Lots of music in that song, huh? Tedeschi Trucks Band, I got you. How about it's time for some Steely Dan on WMNF with Izzy K. Check it out. Off the Katie Lied album. That's right. Can't do a show without Dan. wondering, sounds so familiar, those voices. Of course it does. It's half the Beatles. Dunnigan Lane is the name of the album. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr. That's right. Just came out a little while ago. Home to Us was the title track. Well, was the track on that one. Chrissy Hynde, by the way, from the Pretenders, was background vocals, but I have to tell you, couldn't hear her. Could not hear her. How about a little bit of 60s, huh? This is one of the greats. One of the best.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say.
Brooklyn Bridge, ladies and gents, brothers and sisters, and kids of all ages, we have the news with Juanita.
Thank you, Izzy. Good morning, everybody. I'm Juanita Hurtado Huérfano with the WMNF News Headlines. It is 8:30 a.m. An investigation is underway in Manatee County after families found 17 gravesites vandalized at the historic Old Memphis Cemetery in Palmetto. The sheriff's office announced the investigation yesterday. The cemetery is 120 years old and is tightly associated with the local Black community. Officers found the words Trump and Ron DeSantis spray-painted on some graves, while others were damaged and the headstones broken. No arrests have been made, and county officials are currently evaluating additional security measures at the cemetery. Last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture officially required stores that accept food stamps to carry more real food. WMNF's Chris Young reports stores must now carry 7 varieties of items across 4 categories of staple foods: protein, grains, dairy, and fruits and vegetables.
This change more than doubles the requirements of available foods, according to a press release from the USDA. This comes shortly after soda and sweets were removed from Florida's SNAP program in April. Camel Austin works at Ole's Market in St. Petersburg. The market accepts SNAP, and Austin says he's seen some people switch to healthier choices, such as replacing Coca-Cola with juice. But as a whole, he says people tend to stay consistent with their purchases regardless.
That is what I'm saying. I mean, people who love to drink milk every day, who use every card, they buy milk always. People who might buy the protein item, they buy the protein item.
Nearly 1 in 8 people in the country receive SNAP benefits, according to 2025 data from Pew Research. Chris Young, WMNF News.
In Lutz, a homeowners association is pushing for Hillsborough County to take over an aging and damaged well. The small subdivision is called Sunset Manor, and the private HOA manages a well that is 450 feet deep. It was built in the late 80s. Now, the well needs some maintenance and repairs that will cost these 21 households roughly $150,000, about $7,000 per home. For many residents, like Donnie Rutherford, that's not an amount they can pay every couple of years.
It has never worked right since I've been living there. It's every year or two we have to do something with it. And if you know you're retired, you don't get a raise every year. You're not in the six-digit numbers. And every year you get less because everything goes up and your money don't mean as much. And we need that water. We need it now.
But according to a report presented at a recent county meeting, Hillsborough has never taken over an HOA's privately owned water system. Nor does Sunset Manor meet the code requirements for the county to intervene. Here is the commissioner, Christine Miller, during a recent county meeting.
And so I think that we could potentially be opening ourselves up to 30, 40 years after a subdivision, sort of gets into trouble and they go, oh, we're out, and they're going to look to the county for help, and that's not actually how it works. They would have to plan for the future of repairs on things that the HOA owns.
The county commission motioned for a meeting with community residents to explore possible grants and revolving loans. With housing prices in Florida out of reach for many, a new study out of the UK shows that a lack of stable housing can contribute to declining health. WGCU's Carrie Barbour has the details.
A recent study showed that older people who experienced poor quality of housing and unstable finances are at increased risk of rapid physical and mental decline as they age. The study, published in the journal Aging and Society, looked at more than 15,000 men and women in England over age 50. Factors that were shown to predict a lack of robust health included low income, being an older renter, food insecurity, and homelessness. Being widowed or living alone was associated with a small increase in frailty risk, while being divorced showed no significant effect. I'm Carrie Barbour.
Traffic is slow approaching downtown Tampa on I-275 South and I-4 West. Expect delays on I-75 approaching Temple Terrace and on Veterans Memorial Highway approaching the airport. Today, it will be cloudy and humid with some thunderstorms and highs in the high 80s. Tonight, it will be clear and humid with lows in the low 70s. And tomorrow, it will be clear and less humid with highs in the high 80s. I'm Juanita Hurtado Huérfano with the WMNF News Headlines. It is 8:35 a.m. on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
Chris Rea, that's right. The Ketchup song coming up by Los Ketchup on WMNF with Izzy K. WMNF with Izzy K on the Wednesday morning show. Check this one out, huh?
Sunrise, no need to rain. control. Every mile shapes the heart and soul. I believe as the days unfold, there's a kind of strength in growing old. To rest a while, windows down with a slow song. Let the moment carry me along. Used to think the best was gone too fast, like joy was tied to a fading past. But the truth has a way of showing through. Some of the best comes later on for you. We're just walking this road. There's a quiet gift in growing old.
Jimbo, some Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty on WMNF. Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Carol. And everybody else, thanks for emailing and checking in this morning. Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, yep-o, good stuff. Izzy K on the morning show Wednesday, every week, 6 to 9 a.m. Thanks for checking in, everybody, with some great emails and great thoughts, great phone calls. Got a lot of good stuff every week, you know it. A couple more songs, another Stevie song since it's his birthday, and we just keep on kicking it until we're done for the day.
Light in your head and dead on your
some Jerry Rafferty and the last birthday song for the Stevie Wonder Bread Man. My all-time favorite Stevie song. That's right. There's a million of them, but this is the one. What a beautiful 5 minutes and 37 seconds. Ribbon in the Sky off of Musicarium album, Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday.
That a star Smart investors know donating appreciated stocks means zero capital gains tax and a full charitable deduction. WMNF turns your smart financial move into powerful community broadcasting. Speak with your advisor today.
Well, everybody, it's that time. Oh, there we go. 1971 or two? I don't know. After a while, it all blends together, you know? Bobby Keys on sax, Mick and the Boys. This is the old days. Bill Wyman, this is before Ronnie Wood. This is with Mick Taylor and the Boys, who are now putting out, I think, their 27th studio album, Foreign Tongues. Heard some parts of it. Pretty cool. McCartney's on it, a whole bunch of other people. And as always, the Stones on the way up before Democracy Now. Thank you, everybody, for checking in. Jimbo, Margaret, or Marge, I couldn't even read it. And Bob from Brooksville, and Ken, and Joe, and Carol, and everybody. Emails, great stuff. I appreciate it all. Thank you for writing in, texting in, and calling in. Good to hear from everybody. Great to hear from everybody. Love playing the rock and soul. Love playing the jazz. Love playing it all on WMNF. It's the Wednesday morning show with Izzy K every week from 6 to 9 a.m. Catch me on the app. Catch me in the FM. Catch me wherever you can. Good morning, everybody.